Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Who's Who? If it weren't for the fact that the kidnappers were such good disguisers, we might have solved the mystery of the disappearance of the widow Daffodil Dilly a lot sooner. But every time we turned around, the kidnappers, the criminals we were seeking, escaped because they were able to disguise themselves as someone we knew. Yuki Butcha had secured some evidence, and they tried to break into his office to steal it, but fortunately the mayor came by and said he'd put the evidence in the city hall. So let's see what happens in today's chapter.
Well, don't worry, fellas. This here evidence against the kidnappers will be safe in the city hall safe in less than 5 minutes. I'll see you around, fellas. So long.
Yeah, well, so long, Mayor. And, hey, be sure to let us know if you hear anything from the kidnappers.
Oh, don't worry, lad. I will.
Say, that was a real good idea the mayor had, Yuki, putting that evidence in his safe at city hall. Kidnappers won't get it there.
Yeah, it's a very good idea, all right. Oh, excuse me, just a minute, I answer the telephone, Big John. Hello, this is Yuki Butcher's Private Eye Detective Agency. Yuki Butcher, the private eye on this end of the line. Go ahead and talk, it's your nickel.
Hello, Yuki.
Yeah.
Hey, you and Big John, get up here to my office double quick.
Okay, Mayor, we'll be right up. Hey, wait a minute, is that you, Mayor?
Who'd you think it was? Jesse James?
Yeah, but Mayor, you just now this very second walked out of my office. How could you be talking to me?
I ain't done no such thing. I've been sitting here tied up to my chair with a gag in my mouth. Then their kidnappers came in here for no reason at all. They tied me up hand and foot and run off.
You say they tied you up hand and foot the kid?
And they run off. Come on, get over here now, quick as you can.
Oh, all right. We'll be right up there, Mayor. Goodbye. Say, fellas, that was Mayor Plimpfront on the phone. That feller who just walked out of here wasn't the mayor at all. He was one of the kidnappers, just disguised and dressed up to look like the mayor.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You mean that wasn't the mayor who was in here talking to us?
No, siree, it wasn't the mayor. Come on, fellas, we have to get up to Mayor Plimpfront's office right away and quick. Now, there's the mayor's office, lad. Go on, open up the door and let's go on in here.
Well, it sounds like business as usual.
Yeah. There's the mayor's very charming secretary, the very charming Miss Stella Buffer. The mayor's expecting us there, Miss Stella Buffer.
Miss Stella Buffer never stops working, it seems.
Yeah.
Nod your head, motion for you to go into the mayor's office.
Well, I can't understand how the kidnappers got into the mayor's office. If you don't have an appointment with the mayor, Miss Stalifuffer won't let you past her desk. You know that.
Well, maybe they forced their way past the secretary.
Well, she doesn't look very excited. Open up the door there, Sparky.
Now, Mayor, here we are.
Hey. Oh, hello, lad. Come on in. Come on in, fellas. Close the door behind you there, Uke.
Yeah, fine. Well, what's going on?
Tell us all about it, Mayor. How did the kidnappers get into your office without your secretary, Miss Stalifuffer, seeing them?
Sit down, fellas. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm going to be ruined. This here is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. Everybody in town is after me. The phone's always constantly ringing. There it goes again. I don't know who it is. Got a complaint now. Just a second here. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Lookerpoke.
Oh, it's Mr. Lookerpoke on the telephone. He's the president of the bank that was robbed.
I know. We know that, Sparky.
Yeah, but... Oh, but Mr. Lookerpoke, I'm doing the best I can. Chief Klinky is working on it day and night. But, Mr. Lookerpoke, if it... Oh, goodness gracious me. He hung up. Oh, that's the way it is, fellas. That's the way it's been going. Everybody in town is after me to get the police force to capture them there kidnappers.
Well, I can imagine everybody being concerned, Mayor. After all, those kidnappers have already robbed 3 stores and a bank.
I know, but everybody's blaming me because them kidnappers ain't been captured yet. I got phone calls from the Glenmore Avenue Retail Merchants Association. I got a call from the Building and Loan Association Society of Cincinnati, from the Retail Meat Dealers Fraternity, and from the Delicatessen Owners League, from the Drugstore Proprietors Association, even from the PTA.
Well, it looks like to me you're in hot water.
You're telling me. Everybody who calls says if those kidnappers are not captured soon, they won't vote for me in the next election.
Boy, oh boy. That's bad. Well, Mayor, you never did tell us how the kidnappers got in here and tied up to your chair. Remember that?
Well, they just walked right in through the same door you came in there.
Well, how'd they get past Miss Stolenbuffer?
Oh, this'll kill you, Buster. They came in dressed up like policemen.
What?
Yeah, one of them was dressed up, now get this, fellas, like our own chief of police, Chief Klinky.
One of them disguised like the chief of police?
Yes. And I tell you, he looked exactly like the chief. I couldn't tell them apart.
Well, my goodness, no wonder Miss Stolenbuffer didn't suspect anything when they walked into your office. Well, what'd they do after they got in here?
Well, Chief Klinky, or the kidnapper, walked up to me, pushed a big wad of cotton in my mouth, and then slapped a piece of adhesive tape over it, while the other two fellers tied my hands and feet. And then they tied me with a rope. They tied me to the chair.
Just as simple as that?
Yeah, well, it was simple. That's the way it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, these kidnappers are quite clever.
Yeah, fine.
Mayor, you should have seen the kidnapper who came into Yuki's office. He looked exactly like you.
That's right.
They certainly are clever at disguises, all right.
Hey, wait a minute. Just a minute.
What?
How do we know that this is really Mayor Plumfront we're talking to right now? Mayor, how do we know that you're really you?
Yeah, that's right. How do we know? Mayor, what's your name?
Plumfront's my name. Now listen here, Yuki Butcher. Of course I'm me. You know who I am.
Yeah, but how can we be sure? Maybe this is just another trick of those kidnappers to get us out of Yuki's office.
Well, ridiculous as it sounds, it's all very possible. Mayor?
Eh?
You are the mayor, aren't you?
Now, Buster, don't you go getting funny, too.
Yeah, but can you prove that you're Mayor Plumfront?
Why, of course I can.
Well, go ahead and do it. Prove that you're really Mayor Plumfront.
Well, we'll just take a look. Go ahead and ask me. Wait a minute. I'll show you. Maybe you could. Oh, me? I don't know. Now you got me wondering if I'm really me. Oh, me.
See? He can't. He can't even prove that he's Mayor Plumfront.
Wait a minute. This whole thing is ridiculous. Of course this is the mayor. All you have to do is look at him. I'd know the mayor anywhere.
Yeah? We all thought the guy who came into Yuki's office and took the evidence with him was the mayor, too, but it wasn't.
Yeah, that's right. This gets more ridiculous by the minute.
Mayor, if you aren't really the mayor and are one of the kidnappers disguised to look like the mayor, this could be another trick to get us out of Yuki's office so the kidnappers could come back and look for more evidence that Yuki got against them. How about that, Yuki?
Well, I can find out soon enough. I'll just call up my office. If some of their kidnappers are there, one of them might be crazy enough to answer the telephone. Here, give me that there telephone there. Find out if it's the case or not. Pull the wool over old Yuki Butcher's eyes and get away with it. Telephone to my office is ringing there. I guess nobody's going to answer.
Sir, Yuki Butcher's private eye detective agency. Yuki Butcher, private eye speaking.
Hello, Yuki. This is Yuki. I just called up to see how everything is. Yeah, fine. I just wanted to check and see if everything at the office was real fine. Well, so long, Yuki. I'll see you sometime. See you around. Well, fellas, everything's fine at my office. Old Yuki just said, hey, wait a minute. That was me I was just talking to on the telephone.
What?
Well, this couldn't have been me I was just talking to. I'm here, not there. Or am I there, not here? Fellers, I don't even know who I am anymore. Am I me or am I one of their kidnapper fellers there in disguise? I don't know.
Oh, if this isn't a mess, I've never seen one. Hey, nobody knows who anybody is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Telling you kids, those kidnappers who kidnapped the Widow Dilly have really turned this town upside down and inside out. Nobody knows who anybody is anymore. We're not really sure that the mayor is really Mayor Pumpfront. Yuki doesn't even know if he's really himself. He just called his own office and his own voice answered the phone. Wow. Where will those kidnappers turn up next? I'm beginning to wonder if I'm really me. Well, this whole mess is just getting confuseder and confuseder by the minute. See you later, kids. So long, I think.